Christmas. Ba ba da ba 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 da ba. Happy Christmas. Woohoo!
I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to do this. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to another episode of Christmas Creeps, Stocking Stuffer Edition. This is the version of Christmas Creeps where we review and discuss your favorite TV Christmas episodes. Hi, I'm Joseph Wade. Here with me tonight is my co-host, Mr. Bradford.
Hello.
And tonight, Brad, what have you done to me? What have you done?
Look, I thought we were going to have a good time watching some old Christmas specials from the 80s, or early 90s, was it?
It was the 80s, yeah. This was from 1987. And Brad, I gotta tell you, you did a bad one this time.
I did a bad. We watched, what is it, a very special Alf Christmas? Alf's Special Christmas. And this has every bit of a very special episode of any other sitcom. This has got it in spades, but it's also Christmas. Oh, God.
Yeah,
Where do you even begin?
The late 80s and early 90s, like, every sitcom had their very special episode, you know? Like, Family Matters had special episodes about drug use, and Fresh Prince had special episodes about gun violence. And then Alf had a special episode about kids dying at Christmas.
Christmas. So they decided, well, we have to do an obligatory Christmas episode, and we probably should do a very special episode, so why don't we just roll those two bad boys together?
I swear,
and
man.
The result is Alf's Special Christmas. Now, I should say, when we were spitballing ideas for stocking stuffers, I was like, oh, what are fun, you know, very, you know, product of their time television programs, and I thought my first thing I went to was Alf.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love beating up on Alf? You know, it's the little puppet alien from space. He loves eating cats. And
yeah, it should be a fun time. There's going to be some misunderstandings about Christmas on Melmar versus Christmas on Earth, and everybody's going to have a good laugh.
Not so much.
Yeah, I should say there are a number of articles out there on the internet. Regarding how bad the Alf Christmas special is. Okay. I did not know this going into it until yesterday when I was doing some pre-pro, when I found some, you know, some BuzzFeed and Cracked articles on just how bad this Christmas special is.
Yeah,
so we watched the first half.
I got as far as the IMDb summary of this episode after you suggested this, and I just texted you back and said, Brad, no, what have you done? Like, this is going to be terrible. And I knew, but I didn't know how deep that well went.
I didn't know that. I mean, I...
We just got to jump straight into it, because if we keep talking about it for too long, you know, we're going to have a full episode of us talking about it without actually talking about it. So let's just talk about it now.
So when you put Alf in Alf Christmas TV special into your big old database of Christmas TV specials, the two tags that you're going to use are terminally sick children and old man contemplating suicide.
Yes.
Not cute furry alien. Not cat eating and Willy getting mad at him. These are the two major themes of the Alf Christmas TV special. All right, so I'll get into the plot.
Yeah, so we have the broad strokes of the episode. Give them to us.
Yes. What is the family's... It's not the Tanners. That's family. Or that's Full House, right?
Yeah, I think it is the Tanners, actually.
Oh, really? Okay, so...
It's
so
a common,
Willy...
common surname in sitcom land.
Yes, okay. So Willy Tanner is taking his family out into the wilderness for Christmas, and I'm not even going to try to bother with the half-assed jokes that they try to make to try to give this program some levity.
No, just...
So they go...
Just
I'm just going to... We're going to just dump. All right. So they get there, and Alf is there, of course, and they are going to spend a Christmas in a rustic cabin. And the owner of the cabin comes by and, you know, just kind of says hello and says, hey, have a good Christmas. And he gives them a letter. And Willie was explaining that when their family was, you know, destitute some decades ago, this man was kind enough to let them stay in this cabin over Christmas. And it was the best Christmas he had.
And he's got lots of warm and fuzzy feelings about this Christmas, and he wants to repeat. You know, he wants to be Clark Griswold and give his family the Christmas he had as a kid. That's like his thing.
Right. And Alf, all the while, is pulling his usual Alf bullshit and being Alf and pissing everybody off and being a general menace. And Willie blows up at him and tells him to, you know, go walk in the woods for a while, essentially. And Alf ends up hanging out in the back of the truck of this old man,
Mr. Foley,
who has a bunch of toys that he's fixed up that he's going to give to children at the local children's hospital.
And that's the first sign of trouble, because a children's
this is the first sign that the rapids are around us on this river cruise of a television show are starting to get a little faster. So Alf is hanging out in the back of the truck, and as many times in sitcoms and television shows, he ends up being stuck in the back of the truck as the Mr. Foley drives off. As Mr. Foley drives off, we learn that his wife died 2 weeks ago. And that's our second little rock that's starting to cause some rapids here in this trip of ours.
This is number two.
This is number two. So we get to the hospital, and Mr. Foley is dressed up as Santa and is handing out toys to the kids. And Alf is there, because Alf is like staying motionless, because what else can he do? He's an alien who's wanted by the FBI.
Sure. We don't actually know a lot about Alf, by the way.
it was a little bit before both of our times.
I mean, I had just been born when Alf started, so I was maybe 4 years old when it ended. Never really saw it in its first run. And I kind of, it's one of those things where I really only know it sort of culturally through other references and
the scattered
reruns. And you just absorb certain things. So we know that Alf loves cats and he's from another planet, but this is as far as we go. So if our lack of knowledge of Alf offends you, please email us at xmascreeps@gmail.com and tell us why.
Educate
ourselves. So Alf is pulling a Toy Story here.
Yes.
And playing dead. Or no, playing toy. And he's given to a little girl named Tiffany, Alf is like the last toy on the pile. None of the other kids want Alf. So they give him to this girl, Tiffany. And it's quickly revealed that she has some kind of terminal disease.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor does not know what to do about it. He doesn't know what to tell a little child, you know, who as he says, might not see another Christmas.
Right. The way that it's revealed to us is especially bad too, because she's alone in a two-person hospital room, and she says there was another girl here. But her mom pulled her to a different room because she didn't want her to become friends with me and then become depressed.
Yeah, depressed over what? Ooh.
And at this point,
exactly,
the rapids are increasing in speed.
The waterworks are adrift.
I'm beginning to hear banjos at this point. And so...
So she starts playing with Alf as though he was, you know, her new doll. And she names him Amanda, and she starts to dress him up and give him a tea party. And then at that point, Alf freaks and says, okay, look, I cannot keep the ruse up anymore. Here's what's up. I am a space alien from the planet Melmac, and the government wants to kill me and take my brain. He didn't say that explicitly, but that's kind of what he's insinuating.
Right.
And she's okay. She's surprisingly okay with that.
She's just, she plays along, and she returns Alf to Mr.
Foley
Santa. And gets a teddy bear in return.
And at this point in the episode, it becomes clear that Alf is starting to understand why people react the way they do at Christmas. And he's starting to kind of put together the pieces that, you know, Christmas means certain things to other people, not necessarily present-oriented. And,
right.
You know, he's starting to have his change of heart.
Whatever works, I guess.
And then
why can't they leave us out of Alf's spirit journey?
Yeah, exactly. Why did Alf need to go on this journey with a dying child and not like the family we've watched him hang out with for a season and a half? So the last scene in Alf's special Christmas.
Oh, did I mention that Mr. Foley gives a letter to the Tanners? And he says, don't open it until Christmas.
And he also gives a letter to the doctor.
The main guy at the the main doctor at the hospital who he has contact with. And he also says, don't open it until Christmas.
Wink,
and
wink.
At this point, I know what's up. And I turn to Joseph digitally.
he gives me like the elbow to the ribs, like over the internet.
Yes. They're going to have this old man. This is his suicide letter.
They're dropping these hints, and trust me, like, they're not subtle hints. It's like, dude, this old man is going to kill himself.
Get ready for the
waterworks. Hey, also, this is a sitcom starring a cartoon alien from...
Yeah, a puppet alien.
From the planet of sitcoms. And
yeah.
We're going to deal with some serious shit this week.
Because the second to last scene in the first half is Willie opening a letter, and it's revealed that Mr. Foley is giving his cabin to the Tanners, even though, you know, they are barely acquaintances. And everybody who knows anything about suicide or has watched stuff about, you know, dramatized things about suicide on television knows you give away your possessions before that time.
Yeah, you start withdrawing and giving away your possessions, and that's like the first two steps to serious help being needed.
Hey, I've taken suicide training at work. I know what's up.
I know it sounds like we're just like relaying the plot of this episode, but we're getting there. We're getting there. The last scene in this Alf Christmas special.
Go ahead. I digital hug. I'm there for you. We're gonna get through this together.
Alf and Tiffany have a heart to heart. And I almost couldn't take it. Because Tiffany asks Alf about Melmac and how it was coming to a different planet. And he tells her about how they have pavement on this planet, and they have rock and roll, and they have cats, and they have sitcoms starring talking alien puppets. And he's telling her how great it is to visit, you know, go to a new place and meet new friends. And
even though he misses his home planet and friends dearly. Yes.
And the subtext of this conversation is that she's going to die soon and go to a quote-unquote different planet, which is called Heaven.
And they're not very subtle about it either.
Well, no, but I mean...
Because she draws a picture of her and Alf, and she has angel wings in the picture.
Yeah. So, but she's talking to Alf about dying and going to Heaven, like she's going to a new planet to live on, which... Mm-hmm. In certain religions, I understand that's kind of the way
what happens,
but they don't draw those lines, so we're not going to go there, and that's fine. But that's what they wrote. That's what they wrote. That she's relating to death via going to a new planet.
Alf. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Do you think, man? How bad off do you have to be that Alf is your qualified religious spiritual counselor in your time of need?
Well, I mean, I think you have to be...
I guess it would work for some people.
I think you have to be 10 years old and the year has to be 1987. But other than that, I mean,
yeah,
you know, but
yeah,
like, what is this episode, man? I don't get it.
And we're only halfway through it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Because guess what? This is a two-parter, and...
Yeah. So, and I'm just going to go ahead and say the attempts at levity in this episode so far have been very bad.
Do you think it's because they knew what was coming? Do you think it's because they knew where the script was going, so they were kind of half-assing all of the comedy in this? Because, oh my God, like,
I think
depressed by knowing where this was going.
Yeah, but if anything, you need to have that extra comedy juice.
You need extra comedy juice, not shitty comedy juice.
Yeah,
like the attempts at comedy were so bad in this.
I've seen other episodes of Alf, and I recall enjoying myself more in those other episodes of Alf. I'm not going to say it was a stellar television program from my experience.
Follow-up question, what age do you remember being when you saw these episodes?
Maybe 12.
Okay.
That explains a lot, I'm sure.
That explains all of it, yes.
So, there you have it.
You know, I know this episode was meant to maybe inspire some good feelings around the holidays and some warmth and love.
And address some important issues somehow. Probably the suicide thing.
Yeah, but let me tell you, man, this put a bad feeling in like the pit of my stomach. Like, this brought me down in a way that I was not expecting at all. And I don't know if people reacted to it that way at the time, or if this has aged particularly poorly, or what. But man, oh manity, they're gonna have to do some really hard fucking work. Like, you know, they're gonna have to work extra hard to bring it back in the second half of this episode. Because I'm ready to put a gun in my own mouth. And
people in the 80s had pretty similar sensibilities as far as what's a huge downer. This is a bummer episode, and I'm sure people reacted to it in the 80s the same way. Remember in the Super Bowl 2 years ago when they had like the dead kid ad, insurance ad? Have you seen this?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
where he's like, it's like some kid talking, and he's like, but I won't do any of those things because I'm dead.
Ugh. It's like, yeah. It's like those like drug prevention videos they made you watch in middle school, where it was like,
yeah.
It's like a 12-year-old kid who's talking about how bad crack is, and he's like, I know, because I smoked crack once and it killed me.
Because I'm dead.
And then it reveals
now
that like he's been narrating it as a ghost, like, no shit, that's what they did. Like, he's like sitting on a bar stool in like a black box set, and he's like face is painted white. He's like kind of looking like a ghost. I swear I remember this. And
how weird was it for both of us to grow up? Actually, this is very topical because I just saw a news alert that should I get into it? Well, how weird was it a kid in the 90s to grow up during the war on drugs period? Like DARE? Did you go through DARE?
Oh, hell yes, I did. Yeah.
DARE was a thing. Like, I mean, I'm sure it was good for somebody, but, like, I didn't know anything about drugs. And after I finished DARE, I knew everything about drugs.
Yeah, like, in the fifth grade, I was kind of taught that, like, you don't do drugs. Drugs break into your house and stab you while you're asleep. Like, drugs will murder you.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like, even if you look at drugs.
Yeah, like, one look at drugs and you're an addict for life.
You're done. You've killed your own grandmother to feed your ice addiction, and that's it. You're done. You're donezo. Just say no.
We dare you to do drugs. Go on. We fucking dare you.
God, that was basically what that program was.
Yeah, and like the whole thing was taught by like a
gym
ice,
teacher,
but yeah, like a gym teacher. But he was, I mean.
They always had, like, some, like, sheriff.
Yeah, like a sheriff's deputy, you know, who like, he puts on the DARE t-shirt and comes into school, you know, not fully dressed like a cop, but he still has his, like, gun belt on his waist, and he's, like, ready to fucking fire.
full on, like, I seem to recall, like, and they would have, like, one lesson where, like, the sheriff comes in and basically, like, has a heart-to-heart with the kids where he's like, okay, listen, drugs are really bad. Drugs are so bad. Don't do drugs. Here's a fun fact about Bradford. I didn't finish Dare.
Really?
I did not finish the requirements to quote-unquote graduate from Dare.
Oh, no.
So I had to sit out the ceremony, and I guarantee you, most of the kids, well, I think many of the kids that were who graduated from Dare, I know went on to do some amount of drugs some point later in their high school and or college careers.
Oh, man.
So, how's that? I'm a good kid.
You're a good kid, and you didn't need no Dare.
Exactly. I saw what it was. I saw the sham it was.
Here's where I'm at with Dare and drugs. The New York Times recently did an expose on my hometown about how it's become like a post-industrial like druggy hellscape.
Yeah.
And I don't live there anymore, and I've never done drugs.
Yeah. Exactly.
The only thing I genuinely truly remember about Dare, and wow, we've gone far afield of the topic at hand.
It's fine. It's anything to avoid talking about
it. The only thing I remember about Dare is that, like, on the last day of the course, the resource cop, like, let all the kids in the class take turns trying to, like extend
take
his
drugs.
Like, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
He gave us all one little hit of crystal meth and said, all right, kids, here you go. Have a blast. It's recess time. And I did the monkey bars 100 times. No. no, he brought in his like retractable nightstick, and he let each of us take turns trying to like swing it out and retract it.
Are you kidding me?
That's legit serious. What happened at the last day of Dare?
Kind of the best. I would have been more motivated to finish my essay if I had known I got to play with a nightstick.
Oh boy!
All right.
So the point being is that Christmas is bad all over, especially for sick kids and the recently widowed. And guess what? There's a part two to this episode, and I think we're gonna have to start drinking to get through it in any reasonable fashion. So you know what? Come on back to Christmas Creeps, and also we should probably talk about this right now. This month on Christmas Creeps, we are doing one episode a week.
Yes.
Partly because we want to see if we can do it, and also partly because we cannot let Alf Special Christmas Episode 1 go without wrapping this shit up. So we are going to give you the satisfaction sooner rather than later. So stick around. Next week, we'll have a brand new full-size episode of Christmas Creeps. And then in 2 weeks, we will be back to finish off what we started here tonight.
Can we wait 2 weeks to record?
No.
Watch the rest of this.
I refuse. I do not want this hanging over my head in 2 weeks.
Yes, that's true.
So you've been warned.
You got to rip this Band-Aid off.
So hey, if... So before we close out this episode of Christmas Creep Stocking Stuffer Edition, I would like to say, please email us at xmascreeps@gmail.com, tweet at us at Christmas Creeps, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Christmas Creeps, and hey, if you or somebody you know needs help, please call 1-800-273-8255. That is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Thank you. Actually, that's a very good thing to add in.
Absolutely. It's a serious issue, and we want everybody to be well and be safe.
Yes, and excuse us for going very special episode on you at the end of this very special episode, but, you know, we've had a lot of fun here today. We're laughing at how bad this episode is, but suicide is a serious issue, and if you know somebody who needs help, please, you know, work with them, be compassionate, get them the help they need, talk to them, be a friend.
Mm-hmm. Your life is no laughing matter.
Yes, and other people's lives, people need each other.
Our lives, however, are a sham, and we hope you will return to witness the spiral downward as we returned to Alf's Special Christmas.
As we go over the falls of this episode of Alf. And I am going to go purchase a bottle of wine from the corner grocery store, and we will be back in 2 weeks. Or 1 week.
Yeah, we'll see. But we'll see you on Christmas Creep regular. But we'll be back for Stocking Stuffers in 2 weeks. So hang tight, everybody, and we'll see you then.
Happy Christmas. Bye.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.